Eid prayers had just ended in Martin Quarters, Karachi, when the piercing whistle of a children's joyride train sliced through the festive chatter. The train itself was no grand affair, just a simple contraption on wheels built to hold about 20 children, but it rattled proudly down the uneven road. For a moment, that metallic whistle drowned out the ever-present hum of struggle that clings to these narrow streets like a second skin. Children, some no taller than a roadside curb, sprinted toward the train, faces alight with excitement. Elders followed behind, smiles faltering as they patted their pockets for a few spare rupees. Many came up empty. Their hands fell in shame, gently holding back wide-eyed sons and daughters. A mere handful of rupees stood between these children and a cherished moment of laughter. When the driver started collecting fares, those without money were quietly ushered off. In that wretched procession, I saw an unsettling reflection of our education system. The ones who can pay move forward, and the rest watch from the sidelines. According to UNICEF, nearly 22.8 million children in Pakistan, aged 5 to 16, are out of school, a heartbreaking statistic that makes our country one of the starkest examples of educational neglect worldwide. Meanwhile, global thought leaders like Bill Gates warned that AI could soon replace teachers and doctors, yet we remain mired in political discord, leaving millions of children without even the most rudimentary education, never mind advanced digital skills. What's more, the rising digital divide threatens to push marginalized children even further behind. As the world pivots toward virtual classrooms, coding boot camps, and AI-driven learning tools, many of Pakistan's poorest lack even a simple internet connection. Recent internet shutdowns in the country have compounded this crisis, disrupting edtech platforms that were beginning to offer remote learning options. For kids already on the wrong side of the socioeconomic gap, such blackouts don't just halt lessons, they all but slam the door on the future. Our national discourse is fixated on vendettas, power struggles, and personal feuds. A once revered political figure sits in Adiala jail, an object of relentless debate for some, but mere background noise to families who can't scrounge together the few rupees for a child's ride. They aren't card-carrying loyalists of any political icon. In their eyes, political sagas are secondary to the everyday realities of overcrowded classrooms, unpaid bills, and a gnawing fear of the future. Their aspirations remain heartbreakingly simple, a fair shot at shaping their own destinies. Some argue for a hard state, but our true challenge may be to soften hearts hardened by neglect. We inherited a land born of hope. Families once left everything behind for the promise of a brighter future.